ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Outback Magazine.
Yeah, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. And, my mic just fell off the stand.
Oh,
Sally.
How do?
I don't know. Il Bruch and Dan are both out today. One is sick and one is hungover. You can speculate on that. Anyway, we heard, why does it sound so funky, this mic? Does this sound fuzzy to you? Maybe it's the new headphones. Okay, that was the Swanks and Ghost Train. We heard Lenny and the Thundertones, Thunder Express, Link Ray, Big City After Dark, Rhythm Rockers, Madness, Night Raiders, Cotton Picking. And what do we have today? Well, we have a couple of really special events today, one of which, 5 o'clock, we'll be calling on the legendary Stardust Cowboy at home in California. What becomes a legend most? Norman Odeman. Man of...
We'll be calling him on his car phone? Or
no.
His boat phone, maybe?
I think this guy's lucky he has an apartment. But so we have a little interview with the legendary Stardust Cowboy, and we got a blues hangover. Soul Caboose, we have tickets for the Jimmy Castor Bunch, first live appearance in like 15 years in a little while. And see, a Vom said, and a lot of tons of rock and roll records I brought. I wrote down almost every single request in the last several weeks, and we'll get to a lot of those. And I think we might have tickets for the A-Bones, I'm not sure. I had a number for some guy to call, but it was disconnected, so we'll find out about that. The A-Bones are over at Il Bruch. We'll be there at the Court Tavern. Wish him a happy birthday. And let's kick it off with a request. Amos Milburn.
Don't you know I can't let go, but I need you so much.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
What does she have going on a long time? The people are saying they're gonna put the kid down on the road. Well, look at what you do. You can call it what you wanna, but I call it messing with the kid. And anything you want, but don't you just say. And don't you kid by the time you get paid. But well, no. A gift. I work for my money on an 8-hour shift. But oh yeah, oh look at what you do. You can call it what you wanna, but I call it nothing but the kid.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Got rhythm.
I got a girl over there.
running wild back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU. Garland Davis, I Got a Girl. And what else do we hear? Don Willis, Boppin' High School Baby, by request. Junior Wells, Messin' with the Kid, also by request. That's an overplayed song. I'm sick of that one. Never play it again. I hate Junior Wells anyway.
Well, you heard it, guys.
But I like that. That's a cool song and everything, but it's just one of those ones, like every blues show, every college radio blues show is going to play that one, right? Leo Rockers, Mexicali Baby, and Amos Milburn, Chicken Shack, Boogie. Also, requests, 4 out of 5 requests. So, you know.
We're giving you what you want.
That's because the marathon's coming. We're being good about it. Anyway, let's go on to the pronouncements. Let's see, tonight the A-Bones featuring El Bruch, the Geysers and the Barn Burners at the Court Tavern, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Sleepy La Pork over at St. Anne's in Brooklyn, the big fat pig who no-showed us. Magic Slim at the Abilene Cafe, that's in Manhattan on Hudson Street. Still haven't been to that place, but Magic Slim, he's worth seeing. He's gigantic. I saw him in Chicago once, you know, and his sister showed up to sing a song. The audience, she was like the size of him. His baby sister, as he introduced her, like her name was something like Hercules or something.
Aww.
The Jimmy Castor Bunch, first live show in 15 years, this Wednesday at Sounds of Brazil. And we'll be giving away some tickets for that. So if you know what Jimmy Castor's first record was in 1956, that's going to be the trivia question, and I'll get on to that later. You might want to look it up somewhere. Anyway, we have news, Miss Sally?
Yeah. I have a little bit of news
here. Is it time for news for Nimrods?
Well, I'm starting out with the animal desk. Maddie Mix's lunchtime stop at the car wash turned into a 3-hour ordeal when thousands of bees commandeered her car. I just said, why me, Lord? I've got so much stuff to do. You know, don't we all?
Bees commandeered? You mean they drove it away?
Well, yeah.
Cool.
The first bees landed on the car as it headed into the 100-foot-long car wash, and when we drove it in, there must have been 100 bees on the door, and within 10 minutes, there were 10,000 bees all over the car.
So did she get stung?
They masked so big you couldn't see the color of her car. Ex-beekeeper said, who they called in, the ex-beekeeper expert, said that the bees apparently were confused because they couldn't find their queen.
Anyway, they thought that woman was the queen bee. Well, I guess
I don't know, but Humphrey said the bees were hitting me like raindrops, so maybe they did. But the only person who did get stung was a man who drove the car through the wash, and he got stung because he sat on a bee.
Ooh. Well, speaking of, I guess we can split the animal desk today up into flocks of animals and singular animals.
Okay.
So I got one here from Crete, Nebraska. Residents are divided over whether they want a flock of 25 turkeys to continue wandering through their town, so the mayor says he'll appease both sides by getting rid of half. You know, politicians, right, trying to get on everybody's good side. At first, they were the amused residents as they walked single file across the roads and added their gobbling to the barking of neighborhood dogs. But now residents say they've gotten destructive, scratching out lawns and breaking television antennas. I thought they were nice to have around until they did all that damage. Folks, if you've ever been around a flock of turkeys, they're disgusting, horrible animals, and that sound they make is ungodly.
Well, the thing is that turkeys are the dumbest animals on planet Earth.
Definitely.
They will
turkeys
drown.
And chickens.
There is a rumor that they will drown in a rainstorm if it gets too rainy.
Yeah, they're filthy, horrible, stupid animals, but they taste good. Full of tryptophan for you, for those of you who can't sleep well at night. And
see, you could hound nutritional tips. I mean, what don't you get here? Except for Bruce today. That
we get the legendary
sex god.
Yeah, and Denois.
Yeah.
The other sex god. We have the legendary Stutus Cowboy who we'll be calling on at home at 5 o'clock. And the Vibe Report at 4:30. And we're going to do Soul Caboose in a little while, and that's when we'll give away the Jimmy Castor tickets. If anybody knows anything about if we can give away A-Bone's tickets or not, you can call me here. Other than that, let's get on with it. Got one queued up by Jess Hooper. People think this is Charlie Feathers, maybe because Charlie Feathers probably told people it's him. It's not. There actually was a guy named Jess Hooper, and he recorded this record all messed up.
Feel like living and like dying. don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Baby, once I was happy, had a lot of money, had a lot of women to call me honey. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got a dime. Well, all I got is a buried mine. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
This is a hit!
Yeah, Pedro, you have to go to the well to get the water.
Said that.
I need my mom, mama, pretty mama. I'm in love with my mom, mama, pretty mama. Well, they call me Stud and Papa, but it's hard to see me love my mama. I'm walking down Post Street on the way. Just walking down Post Street on my way. And down Post Street, that's where my baby stays. She's working at a place where the jukebox plays right now. She's working at a place where the jukebox plays right now. She's a real gold chicken, and of me she's so damn proud. Mama, 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 mama
mama nuts about my mama, 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 pretty mama. Now they call me Southern Papa, but they ought to see me love my mama. Hey!
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Break of day. but it's gone away. A black diamond, black diamond.
Back in the States.
It's the Hound, and you're listening to WFMU East Orange. That was the Jaguars' Black Diamond. Counting from the tail to the nose, Willie Mitchell, Tell Me Baby. That's the guy who went on to produce Al Green. Buck Griffin's Stuttering Papa. Chuck Berry, the very tasteful Hey Pedro. And we opened up with Jess Hooper, All Messed Up. And... okay, shall we go on with the news, Miss Sal?
Well, I'm still into the animal thing here. I got the double snake story going.
Okay.
All right. Well, there was a woman charged with sending a snake through the mail.
It's illegal.
John Temerson had reason to be suspicious when the package with the vent holes arrived in the mail. After they did two x-rays showing the snake skeleton in two different positions, astute investigators decided that it was alive. Anyway, his ex-wife sent it to him, and she's been charged with mailing threatening communications and with mailing a live water moccasin with intent to kill and seriously injure the addressee.
She put a return address on it? Ding dong. And what else is happening in the snake world?
Well, pet shop owner will have to stop charging to watch snake eat live rats. I guess snakes at Donald Briegel's pet shop can now dine in privacy because he had allowed people to feed live rats and mice to his snakes for money. But he agreed to stop after being charged with violating a state animal exhibition law. Iowa law prohibits staging an exhibition in which any animal is tormented. Briegel said he plans on feeding the boa constrictor and python snakes before or after the store opens for business because, quote, everybody's got to eat.
Mm. Did you ever see him feed the python up at the Bronx Zoo?
Mm-mm.
They feed him a live hog, like once a week. It used to be Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, but I think they changed it.
Sounds thrilling.
It's cool, yeah. I mean, you can see this big, well, it's not a full-grown hog, it's like a... you know, like a piglet.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up really wide and swallows it down. It then cowers and moans and whimpers in the corner and it swallows it down. And then you can see it sort of like stretching out across this big old python. Mm. Anyway, we got one more animal story, I guess. A Long Island man was acquitted of charges that deliberately killed a dog by dragging it for nearly 1 mile behind his truck. Judge Anthony Corso ruled on Tuesday in a non-jury trial that the prosecutor failed to prove that Lewis Valley tied the dog to his truck or knew it was there. Valley, age 41, of North Bellport, said he was in Rose's Deli in North Bellport last May when somebody tied the dog to his truck. The 3-year-old mixed-breed dog belonged to the deli's owner. Several witnesses, including the owner, testified at the 2-day trial in Suffolk First District Court in Mineola that Valley has always been friendly to the dog. Valley was charged with animal cruelty. The animal had to be destroyed because of its injuries.
Now, who charged him if the deli owner knew that he didn't do it on purpose?
Well, which brings us to the law and disorder desk.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know, remember the beagle?
A two-day trial.
Remember the beagle that survived little trip?
I'll never forget it. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's get to Blues Hangover, and then we'll come back and do the Law and Disorder Desk, and we'll give away some A-Bones tickets. How's that sound?
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
How about one of my all-time favorites? Always glad to honor a request for this fella, J.B. Lenoir, Don't Touch My Head.
Mine either.
Upper or lower.
I got signed shoes and nail manicure. A diamond ring, man, I got everything. So don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Cause I just got a red brush head. I never shine bright. How would you like for you to shine tonight? You can knock me down, drag me day and night. But if you touch this head, Jack, you got a fight. So don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Cause I just got a friend myself. Down a mite. If you test this head, you'll get a left and right, up or side your head. Up or side your head. I go upside your head, cause you tore up my Fred process.
Very good. What's the next one, Jimmy?
You name them, I play. Every name of my bright.
Just do anything. Anything come across your mind.
I played a number. It was called High and Long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was backed up with an instrumental called Rolling Rum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What year was that?
And if I'm not mistaken, that was in 53. Went around the corner, oh now. Come back soon. Still gonna leave me. You just wait until noon. I'm high and lonesome. Be on your merry way. Well, now your back girl wants to leave me. And I'm not gonna let you stay.
tell me, baby, no, no, what's wrong with you? Don't treat me, darling, like you used to do. I'm high and lonesome. Be on your merry way. Well, now your back door wants to leave me, and I'm not gonna let you stay.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Tell you, baby, I know you ain't gonna lie. I have caught you in your dirty act. You messed up. You messed up. You messed up, pretty baby, when you were going round nine on me. I love you, baby, treat you right. You go out messing up every day and night. You
said, I just got to. Said, baby, just let me feel it. Said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we are married. He said, baby, I got to. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please, oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, are you sure this will keep till Monday?
Man, no.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chops, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooks, be on, eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
Knowing me, I'm gonna put you out that door. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is cherry red. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put eyes kept to my head.
Yeah, I got a bad hangover, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. It's today's Blues Hangover. Square Walton, bad hangover. Goes out to Denois, who did a triple shift yesterday.
No kidding. He works hard.
8 hours at work and 16 hours in the bar. Smokey Smothers, Monkey Man, Morris Pageau, messed up. Jimmy Reed, High and Lonesome. J.B. Lenoir, Don't Touch My Head, opened it up. And I believe it is PSA time. Miss Sally?
Yes, it is. March is Women's History Month, and Friday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. To celebrate International Women's Day and to speak out against warmongering, there will be a rally at the United Nations. The rally, just one of hundreds of rallies across the planet, will take place at 4:30 p.m. on March 8th at the UN Plaza at 47th Street and 1st Avenue in Manhattan. For more information, please call 212-969-0592. For information on a similar rally taking place in New Brunswick, New Jersey, please call 201-214-8794.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
International Women's Day. Anyway.
Nice, Hound. Nice.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on with the news. From the Law and Disorder desk. Drunk rookie cop nabbed in stolen police car. An intoxicated off-duty rookie cop who stole a radio car from a Bronx precinct was arrested as he sped along a Queens highway, police said. Probationary officer Lawrence Hunda, age 27, went to the Barclay Avenue station house at 9:15, told a desk officer he left something in his radio car and asked for the keys. When they discovered it was missing...
Premeditated.
Yeah. About 15 minutes later, anyway, he stole a car. Police broadcast an alarm for the stolen car. 15 minutes later, they saw him cruising down the Cross Island Parkway with his lights flashing and pulled him over. He was charged with driving while intoxicated and an unauthorized use of a police vehicle.
And losing a particular area of his brain, yeah. As far as I can tell.
Well, they don't really hire those guys to think. For example, did you see the videotape for the LAPD, how they handle speeders?
Yes.
A homemade videotape of Los Angeles police officers, like 20 of them, beating a prone suspect with clubs and a stun gun made up. Pretty much all the network news casts, CBS, ABC, NBC, and CNN across the country. Anyway, the guy who did the videotape from his second-story balcony, George Holliday, sold it to KTLA-TV, an independent station in Los Angeles, for $500, so he lost out. Anyway, these guys, they caught this guy speeding. They took him out of his car. They handcuffed him. They hit him with a stun gun. And then they clubbed him 40 times in the head with nightsticks.
And they kicked him a lot, too.
Yeah, it was...
You could see that.
That sort of stuff. I mean, we do need another police force to protect us from police. They're just so brutal. I mean, how many times do you see that? I mean, you see it all the time.
It was really incredible to see that many police around someone lying on the ground.
With their hands cuffed, getting their head kicked in. You know? L.A. is particularly horrible for that. I remember, like, being in L.A. in the punk rock, height of the punk rock days, and you'd come out of, like, a club, and there'd be helicopters circling the parking lot, and just lines of cops, you know, lined up like, boy. Better police for a better police state. Anyway, what else are we doing here? You know, we got tickets for the A-Bones to give away.
Oh, yeah?
They're at the Court Tavern, New Brunswick, New Jersey, tonight. And I guess El Bruch is sick. He might not want to drink, but he's probably in a bad mood. So go up and ask him a really dumb question.
Maybe vodka and OJ.
Bruce has been pretty much a beer guy for the last year or so.
Oh yeah, because I know that
hard liquor.
That is Den's cold cure, you know.
Well, it's Den's health kick. So here's our trivia question. I'm going to play a record. It's a down on his luck blues singer in the 50s trying to cash in on rock and roll. It's like my least favorite blues singer of all time until the advent of the Robert Cray era. So you tell me who the guy is on the record, and you win two tickets for the A-Bones at the Court Tavern, 124 Church Street in New Brunswick. Don't ask me how to get there, and don't enter unless you want to go.
And the number, I heard it's fun, though.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's a cool place. 678-7743, area code 201 is the number. Tell me who this geek is.
Sure love you, bim bam boom. Toodly do, I sure love you, bim bam boom. Come on, baby, me and you, rip it up, baby, rock with me. I ain't no hound dog, can't you see? Can't talk about what you can do now. Show me, baby, don't be cruel. Bim bam boom, toodly do, I sure love you, bim bam boom. Toodly do, I sure love you, bim bam boom. Come on, baby, me and you, Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie, you the apple of my eye. Baby, tonight you belong to me, flying saucers ain't what you see. Bim, bam, boom, toodly-doo, I sure love you. Bim, bam, boom, toodly-doo, I sure love you. Bim, bam, boom. Come on, baby, me and you, I want you, need you, I love you so. After the lights go way down low, we're gonna let the good times roll. So come on, baby, let's go, go, go.
can do now. Show me, babe, and don't be cruel.
Bim, bam, boom.
Do you, I sure love you. Bim, bam, boom. Toodaloo, I sure love you.
Bim, bam, boom.
Come on, baby, me and you. I want you, I need you, I love you so. After the lights go way down low, we're gonna let the good times roll. So come on, baby, let's go, go, go.
No correct answers. Not too many people tried. Come on. I'll give you a couple of hints. He's like the biggest star in the blues ever. He's a big fat guy. He plays guitar. He's terrible. He's Booker White's cousin. He has a cool cousin, Booker White. I'll play a little bit of the record again. Nobody even came close with an answer. I'll play the end of it again.
I sure love you.
Bim, bam, boom.
Come on, baby, me and you. I want you, I need you, I love you so. After the lights go way down low, we're gonna let the good times roll. So come on, baby, let's go, go, go.
Well, we did get some three correct answers, none of whom wanted to go to New Brunswick.
Shh, I don't think you should say that.
So, we'll give it one more song. If you don't have we don't get a correct answer who wants to go, then we'll think of another question. So let's go right into our next set with the Royal Teens.
Thank you. Sachs would give up.
I got such a crazy feeling and I got to find somewhere to go. I got such a crazy feeling and I got to find somewhere to go. I got to find the kind of man who knows just how to love me, don't you know? Don't you know? I beg your pardon, what did you say? Well, yeah, if you're the right kind of man. Man, I don't dig your sounds at all. Cadillacs don't excite me. I got one of my own. And that don't either. Is that all? Well, don't get mad. Just cool down now. Don't be so quick to give up. It may happen sooner than you think. Well, I don't know. I gotta be home by 2. Is that a promise? That sounds crazy. Well, let's go then.
Hi there, honey. Care to dance? Gee, you dance nice. What's your name? Thelma. Gee, that's a pretty name. Very often. Yeah, I come here every Tuesday night, my night out. I really dig that piano, man. I know a little place down the road where we can go. They got a 3-piece band. It's a little place called I Like It Like That. You'd rather go to your house. Okay. My night out. You like a Cadillac, honey? I got a pink one. Here we are. Move over a little bit closer, honey. Turn the radio on. You sure are nice. Isn't it?
out some good records. Here we are, 13 Spring Street.
Welcome, folks. This is Bed Spring Hotel.
Could I have your key, honey? I'll open the door for you. What apartment you live in? Number 13.
Yeah, who is it?
How come you didn't tell me you were married? I'm getting out of here myself.
But we have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Darling, darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but you just won't be true.
Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please remember me. Please. Darling, what is it worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, black day, to me a black night, and to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the puppets of love, and put them together, and what if you have matrimony? Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but you just won't be true.
Then let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. Some rock and roll terpsichore.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and we got a winner in the A-Bones tickets. The answer was B.B. King. That's who that was trying to sound like. Lots of guesses of Bill Haley and Pat Boone. It was B.B. King. That was the only good record he ever made. We were Jumpin' Jay. That was Come On Home. The Tonettes, Oh What a Baby. The Letter, talking about those puppetoots of love and the letter medallions. Roy Hall, the Bedspring Motel, Eddie James and the Pickup. We open up with the Royal Teens and Shamrock. Hear the A-Bones perform their musical magic on that one tonight over at the Court Tavern. They have a record coming out, a brand new disc. Old Bruch promises we'll have the world debut on.
Really?
Yeah. What is going on? You know, when we did an obituary last week for Slim Gaylord, well-known, very hip jazz musician who died last week in London. What we forgot to mention was he did make his mark in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the voice of the Hound Chickens.
That's right.
In fact, let's hear it a little bit. This is Slim Gaylord is the voice of the Hound Chickens. Completely forgot to mention that. And this hasn't been in the papers, but and this is as poetic as justice gets. Frank Zappa has colon cancer. You can imagine a more anal guy than Frank Zappa.
Zappa Crappa?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's God's revenge for his horrible kids. God. Anyway. We're awaiting our vibe mooster. And,
yeah, we're just filling in renounce. Time until the real person calls.
Yeah, we got the Jimmy Castor Bunch Wednesday night over at Sounds O Brazil, and we'll be giving away tickets for that in a little while. There's the Vibe Meister. Oh, Vibeness.
Yo.
What it is?
It is. Hey.
Hey, just, how are you?
Little feedback?
No, just a little.
Turn down the radio.
Well, what's going on there in Roscoe Land?
Oh, you know, it's that same old, the weekend thing, the nice weather weekend thing.
Mm.
You guys getting a lot of calls there?
Eh, not as many as last week in the nicer weather.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we're getting a lot of calls.
I should have known that it was B.B. King just because he was your least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought more people would
know
that.
You know what's the B.B. King? Uh-huh. Huh. The only thing I ever liked that he did was that album cover where he was wearing the shorts with the sock garters.
Oh, yeah, that's a great picture, right?
It's pretty great.
The tuxedo with shorts.
Yeah, if we could just, you know, like, get that, you know, pin that on the inside of his guitar case.
Hmm. Yeah, so I hear good things are happening for you in the world of Muzak.
Yeah, a few things happening, you know.
You know, I was in that Monument to Hatred Tower Records the other day, and you know your record is still there, and they still got your CD over there. So that and it's not like it's like they just restocked it because they had a bunch of them, and the last time I was in there about a month ago, they didn't have it.
The Scope album.
Yeah, the
Roscoe's Eric Campbell Roscoe's Gang,
right.
LP.
So it's nice to know you're not in the cutout bin, even though your label went kaput.
Yeah, it is good. It's weird because I just got some like royalty statement on songs from England from all those the Demon records, you know, for a while.
Oh yeah.
For a while, the Demon one was easier to find than the actual.
Well, most especially on vinyl, the Demon one was easier to find.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe today besides the nice weather thing?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of the nice weather thing. I had to go out there and deal with the weekend, you know, and try to run around and get stuff done, cross off my list. I repotted one of my plants.
Oh, yeah?
Jack's green thumb seems to have rubbed off on me a little bit.
Great.
Over here, I had...
A little hydroponic experimentation going on
at
the top of the world?
I had some excellent results with one plant and got into like some grafting and stuff, you know.
Mm. Make sure to get the males away from the females.
Yeah, so I had to go out and get a couple new pots and a couple other things. Futon cover. We didn't see one that we liked. Got any suggestions on that?
For a futon cover?
Yeah. For the couch thing.
I begged Hound to buy a futon cover, and he just wouldn't do it. Mm-mm.
Well, you need it for your second futon. You don't need it for the first futon.
Yeah, I have the piled up futon thing.
Yeah. They had some. That's
stack
nice stuff
up
over there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Catch on the other gold lame.
Darn, or your diamond bracelet.
Well, yeah. you want a material that doesn't stain.
Right. Well, they had some sort of shiny looking stuff, but then it also, you know, it looked like those crack pants that I got.
You can go for the basic black one. They've got those, you know.
Yeah, but that's a little too East Village too. I've been trying to shy away. There's enough just by clothes and guitar cases. There's enough black in here.
I tend to agree with you.
You know
there
what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and the neutral tone thing is almost a rebellious act around here. It's kind of like...
Earth tones.
Yeah, it's kind of like driving through Beverly Hills without a lawnmower out hanging out the back of your car, if your car isn't brand new. I think that's what happened to those guys that were getting their tails kicked in.
Yeah?
I think they were in the wrong neighborhood, and they didn't look enough like servants.
Oh, yeah.
And so those guys just went after him.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did. I saw it the first night they had it on the news, and it was really...
All it needed was a laugh track.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, I've been the guy on the ground before, so I wasn't really laughing. But, you know, it was pretty awesome, I thought. I mean, maybe we could dub in some stuff and...
Hey, I heard they were releasing a record from your punk rock past.
Who's that?
Wasn't somebody going to put out Let's Beat Up a Cop by the Dirty Dogs?
Yeah, I am trying to get that released. This guy called me about it, and this guy, Posh Boy, who was a real lame character in the late 70s, early 80s Los Angeles punk rock scene. He was kind of good as a lame dude, you know? You know, it just sort of, you expected him to be kind of lame, but he, from some like place in his family, because he was English, so you could laugh at him just for that, and then he would...
His name was Posh Boy, and you could laugh at him for that.
He would wear these leather pants that were like too tight. One time I saw him, I was in this place, there was, for a while in L.A., there was this roller rink that had the band set up in the center of the roller rink.
It was like the Buddy Holly story.
It was right by Barney's Beanery, and it was a happening place to go to for a while, you know, and they would let like 20 punk rockers in, you know, to try to give the place a little look. And I saw this guy, I figured it was Posh Boy, so I came up to give him a greeting and like used the side of my foot right in his tail. He turned around, and it was his brother. It wasn't Posh Boy. He didn't know who I was at all.
Well, it was a punk rock gesture.
It was a punk rock gesture. The guy still held on to his drink, so.
Ah, so you have new respect for him.
Well, I had, everything was new with him. I didn't know him. I thought I did. He was just a stranger getting kicked in the tail.
Hey, did you catch Dan on his double shift at the bar last night?
No, what'd he do?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard he put in an early shift with Jeffrey and a late shift on his own.
At 1 or 2?
I think he did. His last shift started at 1.
Really? No, I mean Booze Pit 1 or Booze Pit
2? Oh, 1, 1.
At the original Booze Pit.
The closer to home for Dan Booze Pit.
Yeah, because I can't... Oh, yeah.
He didn't sound too good this morning.
Really?
Yeah, Bruce was sick. He sounded worse. But it was it was very close. Everybody I talked to today, their voices sounded like...
Really? What were they... Did they have cigarette girls there handing out freebies or something?
I don't know. Bruce doesn't even smoke anymore. He had a gig last night. He's just been down with the flu.
He had a gig last night?
Yeah, out of town somewhere.
So was that the A-Bones doing that Shamrock song?
No, that was the Royal Teens, but the A-Bones...
That's the song that they ripped off.
No, they actually just do a straight-out cover of that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They do it very well.
Yeah.
Sounds like them, right? I mean, it's a perfect song for them.
Yeah, and then they got the girl, too, you know?
Yeah.
Was that a girl, or is that just like a...
Might have been Al Cooper. Wasn't he in the Royal Teens?
Really?
I think so. That was probably a girl.
Oh, man.
A girl that Al Cooper knew.
He knew.
In a biblical sense.
All right. So, let's see. Any other news? I don't know.
How about Frank Zappa with the prostate cancer?
I guess, you know, I'm trying to tread that line, you know. I'm trying not to go over the edge and say all the stuff that you're not supposed to say. So, you know, like, it's almost something uncommentable. Let's see.
It speaks for itself.
Sort of along the same lines as last week, actually. With the Richard Gere thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were several Hound listeners that came to me at that Rock Fest over at the at Flannery's to ask for the demonstration of the Richard Gere rubber band fist impersonation of his backside.
I'm so glad I brought that up.
It came out good. I mean, like...
So to speak.
Oh, I guess it's almost nap time.
Wish they hadn't said that.
Wish they hadn't said that. So, when's this Times piece, Hound?
I don't know. I think I should be walking on handing people 40 cents whenever I run into them. It's like one of those questions you really hate to, you know, be asked all the time, like... You know, like when you have a gig and you're standing there and there's like 50 bands and people keep coming up and saying, when are you going on? Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's also like, you know, when you tell people that your record's being reviewed in the next, you know, so-and-so magazine.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really come out.
We did get in the Media Week.
I saw that. That was a nice photo. Now, was that a color photo?
It was a color photo, yeah.
But I just saw the...
Oh, you saw the Xerox? It was printed in color. Mick took the photo.
The clip sheet.
Yeah, Mick took the photo and...
He did?
Mary Hunn wrote the article. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Mikola, as we call him.
Hmm. Is Mary Lee there?
Yeah, you want to have a couple words?
Hi, Mary.
It is International Ladies Day Plus One.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing up there?
I'm fine.
So you guys are futon shopping?
No, just for the cover. We have the basics. We need the adornment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
I know. Isn't this exciting?
It's out of control.
I would go for the little, those round metal things you put on the futon cover, and it's got the round metal things on the four corners of it. That's the one I would get.
Well, with the clips?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the attachment.
Right.
That's what I was asking them for, and they were like, wouldn't you rather see something in sort of a lame sort of nouveau Aztec print? I mean, this was really some East Village shopping. There were two people in there. They're both eating their lunch, and there was like eight or nine other people in the place just, you know, like trying out stuff, and, you know... It kind of felt like 48th Street or Orchard Street or something. It's like, do you got to go in this place and actually pull out cash and start waving it around, you know?
Wow.
Or do you have to maybe show that, you know, maybe they have an artist-in-residence thing. You know, you have to show some, like, lousy watercolors that you did in junior high school. You know, try to get, like, approved by the futon board.
Wow.
I don't know. But anyway. In the words of Storm and Norman. Anyway, why don't you play some offensive rock type tunes?
Got ya.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
The Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. How does he do it?
I don't know.
Anyway, what we got coming up for the Vibe, for the Vom set is, we're going to do an entire set of sort of a musical history of the legendary Stardust Cowboy, and then we're going to call him on the phone and try to answer the question why.
Great.
Let's kick it off with he was quoted as saying, maybe I should ask him this, he'll be remembered for Paralyzed as Charlton Heston is remembered as Moses.
Get out of charge, let me pull out.
is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true, yeah. In other words, I love you.
Yes, Mr. Albert Einstein, please be true, and don't shoot your atomic bomb into the sky that is so blue. E equals MC squared, which means E is all for the effort that we have done through your efforts of relativity to build a space shuttle so we can fly to Jupiter and see what spring looks like on Mars. And you see, Mr. Albert Einstein, we are all not square.
My heart with song, and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Yeah, in other words, in other words.
This is a hit!
You really got to rip on the brake.
Okay.
With the same tempo as I sing it.
Okay.
Yeah! Do 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 coffee cup.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
It goes a little something like this. When I roast Wheaties on my old patio, my baby tracks me down like radar. When I walk out to my backyard, my baby tracks me down like radar. I'm telling you, she's really neat. I'm saying to you, it's really a treat. My baby tracks me down like radar, radar, radar. Scrubbing decks of an old submarine. She's really a treat. My baby tracks me down like radar, radar, radar. Hey, make love, that comes from blue now. Hey, make love, you know we all know how. As an astronaut going around the sun, you now know who gets hung. I also got choked on a candy bar when my baby tracks me down like radar. When I roast wieners on my old patio, my baby tracks me down like radar. When I walk out into my backyard, my baby tracks me down like radar. I'm telling you, she's really neat. I'm saying to you, it's really a treat. My baby takes me down like radar, 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 radar.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Relaxation! On the California beach. Relaxation! My babies then reach. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun. California, be here. taxation. The baby's in reach. She's out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, back
that's
in the jungle.
Belch on.
All right. Well, 20 years with the legendary Stardust Cowboy. How does he do it? We may find out. That was Relaxation, his latest release, Norton 45 RPMs. We heard Radar from his only album, Rocket to Stardom, also Fly Me to the Moon from that same album. And we heard Paralyzed and Who's Knocking at My Door, songs that made him famous. So, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. Do I really want to do this?
I don't know.
Well,
why not?
I'll tell you. I get a lot of funny things in the mail. And I got this letter in the mail. James, that's my real name, James. About 1984, 85, you wrote about me in the East Village. You mentioned my record album. Today, Norton Records in Brooklyn just released my new 45 single. Please call them at this number, blah, blah, blah. I'll be in New York next spring for concerts. If you want to write about me, review my record, let me know. Blah, 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 the two songs, Relaxation and I Ride a Tractor, let me know. That's the fourth time he used that. And thanks, best regards, Norman Carl Odom, the legendary Stardust Cowboy with a little star there. We forgot to have Bob Quine look at the handwriting here, but it's the most peculiar handwriting I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I think we're still safe, calling on the phone.
Well, you never know. Those of you who caught his only New York appearance, I guess it was about 1986, Todd Abramson booked him over at Folk City. It was amazing. You wouldn't believe. I can't even begin to describe it.
Really? You can't even begin to describe
me,
it?
Me, the Hound. I can't even begin to describe it.
At a loss for words? I can hardly believe
you,
that.
You may have to bear with me if I scream and run out of the studio at some point. All right, let's get this over with, because this guy is as close to a genius as our day and age knows. And
he's chilled out.
We should
allot
him some respect.
Song like Relaxation.
Well, he's in San Jose now. How do we do this on the phone? Let's see.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I don't know. Maybe I should just maybe I could take my shirt off or something while you're figuring that out.
Take your shirt off?
Well, radio.
Distract me? Wait, you just cut us off there. Hey, I had a dial tone. Let me get another dial tone. Oh.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Hey, we got somebody.
And then dial your operator.
Wait, let me do this, Dave. I think I was in control almost. Let me try it again. Okay, airline.
Hey, where's the dial tone?
Down. Voodoo. Try another line. Don't you love radio, folks?
I do.
Try it on this line. Okay,
No, you're really just playing one of those soundtrack things of different phone sounds you can get.
So I can just talk to him through my mic, right? Or do I have to talk into the phone? Huh?
After you dial, put it on hold.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could be communicating with people from outer space right now.
Hmm.
It's ringing. It's still ringing.
Hello. You've reached 2-7.
Wait, we got his answering machine.
Is it his? Make sure.
No, it's definitely his. I called him before.
We won't give his number out on the air.
Maybe he's there.
Hello, this is the Hound at WFMU East Orange, and we're looking for the legendary Stardust Cowboy. I guess you're not there. We'll try him next week. Miss Signals?
I don't know.
We have the worst luck with celebrities.
You're on the air, but you're not there.
Well, we'll try it again some other time. That's amazing.
Probably out walking his dog or went to Lawson's for some milk or something.
We have the worst luck with these things.
I know, honey. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
He'll never work either coast again. All right,
We're going to go into Soul Caboose. That's what we're going to do.
Wait, okay.
No, what's on this line? That can't be. What, do you call us back?
Yeah, maybe he just had a fight with his girlfriend and he didn't feel like answering the phone.
Hello?
It's still ringing.
No, this is a different line. Well, that person doesn't want to talk, huh?
The silent type.
Hello?
You're the hand.
Hey, Roscoe. Back when we started some at the Vibe Report.
Did you just be the legendary Stardust Cowboy for a few minutes?
You haven't seen the ledger on Avenue A, have you?
No, I haven't, but I was hanging there with you, and I did remember a couple ledge stories.
Oh, okay. Might as well tell them.
Oh, I don't know. You know, that gig, the ledge gig, it was a SCO gig also.
Oh, right.
And we were sharing the dressing room with them down there in the basement of Folk City. And were you down there?
I popped my head in for like 1 second, long enough to see him sitting there sweating naked.
He was wearing nothing but some like bikini underwear, and he was soaking wet. So, and red,
really?
You know, like, and he was just sitting there. He, you know, it was a little teeny room, and you could hardly call one side yours and one side somebody else's. But his did become his, you know,
like, through force of personality.
Yeah, and he was sitting there like hyperventilating, and he was like totally soaking wet, and knocking back Diet Pepsis.
Wow.
I don't know. I think we'd let him use our amp, which I was a lot more happy about that than when that creep Eugene Chadbourne got a hold of it.
Oh, yeah. What did he do to your amp?
I don't know. He just plugged in a guitar and then started beating on it with a hammer.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, man. So maybe you guys should try the ledge again.
That was so exciting the first time.
We might as well.
Give him a call.
Give him one more call.
Do you want to get a conference call going?
I don't know.
That would be great. Then we could ask him about futon covers.
I could probably put you on hold and get a conference call
going. All right. I get enough of that.
Okay.
Well, aloha and good luck again.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see you later.
See you, Roscoe.
All right. Hey, I know of a good party.
Oh.
Call me about it.
Okay. See ya.
Let's release. Who do you think's on line one now? Let's just be talk radio DJs. Maybe we'll get a job out of this.
Yeah, we can just be doing.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
I don't know. We're looking for the legendary Stardust Cowboy, but you're going to have to do, babe.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just calling to say that I think I know where Roscoe could buy a good futon cover.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wait, this is like Home Shopping Club now.
Yeah, wow, it's such a community.
So where do you buy a good futon cover?
Well, they have a pretty big selection on 6th Avenue. I think it's around like 18th or 17th. There's a futon store there.
The futon cover district.
I got a pretty nice one there. Aztec covers.
Mary Lee, take note.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
WFMU, East Orange.
Where you can find out anything you didn't want to know.
Except where the ledge is. Okay, we're going to try him one more time. I don't know why. Because, I mean, we're just so...
Because you're a Gemini?
No, because we're just so into looking stupid today.
I'm really glad it's nice out. I think I look pretty good today.
You look good. I look stupid.
It's busy.
Who's he talking to?
Maybe he's trying to call us, or maybe, who knows? Maybe he's talking to his agent.
Billy's his agent, I think. Maybe Billy's talking. I'm trying to. Maybe he got camera shy.
Hey,
mic shy.
I wonder what happened. Now I'm dying to know.
Oh boy. Okay, we're gonna give it one more try. Get the operator to break the line on the air.
Yeah.
Nah.
I give his phone.
Just that sound alone is cool enough, you know.
We should give out his home phone number. Just let the listeners think. You can each call him yourself and interview him. Oh, there we go. It's ringing again. I think we're going to get the machine again.
Me too. It's got that machine kind of empty ring. Oh, now yeah. It turned off the machine.
No, it's on. The computer chip ring. Yeah, well.
Dang.
Oh, well. Okay, we got to give away these Jimmy Castor tickets. He hasn't played New York in 15 years. What a guy. Mr. Troglodyte himself. Very hard question. I don't expect anybody to really get it, but we'll try anyway. You can tell me the name of his first record from 1956, or the name of the group, or the name of the label. Any of those three, you'd win two tickets for Sounds of Brazil Wednesday night to see the Jimmy Castor Bunch. If nobody gets it, fairly quick, we're gonna come up with another question. But let's go right into Soul Caboose with the Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Hey, Leroy!
What?
Your mama, she's calling you, man.
You slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough.
Some of y'all I know I've told a story to before, but to those of you that hadn't heard me tell this story, I just want to tell you about a little trouble I had, that's all. You know I woke up early one morning, children, but before I go any further, I just want to tell you that I didn't have but two eggs for my breakfast that morning. And children, the cat had to jump up on the table and knock them off, and now they're gone. But I did have a strip of bacon and an icebox, children, but when I switched on my gas, I found a man that cut my gas off. Just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. And when I sat down in my old easy chair, children, I found a man that cut my lights off too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got in my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. But just as I was walking through my front door, I heard the phone when it rang. Clarence, I want you to love. put me down. Them children about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail and it said that if I didn't have my rent in by 5 o'clock that I was going to have to drive them. And Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor hadn't recorded it at that time. Then I guess I would have sang I Need to Belong to Someone, but Jerry Butler hadn't recorded his at that time. But as I was thinking, children, I couldn't help but feel the tears when they ran down my eyes. Sell Sanders, give me so little. But make her understand that I'm only a man. I'm only a man.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Here she come again.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
to eat it one time.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move. Something like this. Dance. Dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror, he'd say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He'd go down to the lake, where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. You'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand. She'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there and frightened. He said, move. Move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big woman. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, sock it to me, 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 sock it to me. She looked down on him. She was ready to crush him, but she began to like him. She said, I'll sock it to you, daddy. He said, what? She said, I'll sock it to you. You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, right on. Right on. Hot pants. Hot pants.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Not only did we not get any correct answers, nobody even tried. Boy, nobody wants to see Jimmy Castor Bunch. Bummer. Anyway, his first record was I Promise on the Wing label. Cover of the Teenager's song. Oh, it's working. Thank you, Sally.
Sally.
Anyway,
We'll ask another question, an easy question in a minute, see if anybody's still listening. I think between the ledge and the vibe and everything else, we got a much better response to the futon cover thing. Anyway, let's get to some disc jockey news. That completely pathetic breed of human being. Disc jockey Danny Bondance, who played the wisecracking Danny Partridge on the 1970s sitcom The Partridge Family, got zapped when he grabbed a microphone after being dunked in an anti-Saddam Hussein skit in Phoenix, Arizona.
What do you got to go through to be a DJ?
Danny, age 31, suffered muscle problems all over his body, but no internal injuries. When he got the electrical shock Thursday, he was treated at a hospital and was back on the air Friday. He got zapped big time, said his program director at KKFR. He lost touch with reality for a couple of minutes. We were real nervous there. Anyway, contestants paid a dollar to dunk him in a water tank while he wore a mask of Saddam Hussein. Genius. On a sadder note, Porky Chedwick, the daddy with the radio, one of the all-time great rock and roll DJs from the Pittsburgh area, he was still on the air up until a couple years ago. He underwent surgery to remove a benign brain tumor, and there's been several benefits for him, and there was one last Friday. 3,800 people showed up, including Hank Ballard, Lou Christie, and Wolfman Jack.
Wow.
Yeah, wearing a patchwork plaid shirt and sunglasses, Chedwick retained his usual stranglehold on the English language. I shouldn't ask you, but I will anyway. Are you porkified? My name's not George Washington, it's Pork Torkington. He was on the air. He started on the air in Pittsburgh in 1950. And Bo Diddley, Dick Clark, Bobby Vinton, the Chantels, the Coasters, and other early rock and roll stars delivered best wishes to Chedwick via letters, videotape, and audio tape. Poor Pork the Tork, a brain tumor. Mm. I thought he was just stupid. He was kind of sad his last few years on, you know, they sort of had him on a really bad station, only for a couple hours a day. He was billing himself as the inventor of the oldies. But in his day, what a great guy. And, okay, we're going to get to Hillbilly Hangover in a second. Easy question. We've got to give away some Jimmy Castor tickets. Jimmy Castor Bunch live, Sounds of Brazil on Barrack Street in Manhattan this Wednesday night. Here's a question. Who played Dolomite, the actor's name who played Dolomite in the Dolomite movies? 201-678-7743. And let's Hillbilly Hangover with Milton Brown and his brownies.
Lady, get off your can.
And the hell.
Here comes your garbage, man. Get away from me, man. I ain't got no garbage.
Yeah. is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Down in Louisiana in the bright sunshine, to do a little boogie-woogie all the time, to do, they had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie, makes you boogie-woogie all the time. Standing on the corner with a bottle in my hand, went up the steps, and mama said, "My had a call, man, she done the had a call boogie."
I had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
I had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie, makes you boogie woogie all the time. Farmer's wife got to walking in her sleep. She done had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time. If your radiator leaks and your motor stands still, give her a had a call, watch her boogie up the hill. She'll do the had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
The had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
The had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Standing in the shade, the rooster did the boogie while a hen laid an egg. She done the had a call boogie.
They 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 had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time. The other little chickens are gathered around. They done the boogie woogie till the sun went down. They done a had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple berth? Why do you delay longer and take chances? When I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan. Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
All night long.
that feels so lonesome. All them pretty pageants done gone. Well, I howled last night, all the night before. Going back tonight, how like I never have before.
Lordy, what a kid.
See the bow in my back, baby.
Say there's no more my
snow. When you hear me howling, calls ringing on your back door, they ain't scratched out, I just won't scratch the moon.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Wow. Then take a nice long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. When you're thirsty, how about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up.
My baby went out and stayed out all night long. Well, my baby went out and stayed out all night long. She told me a lie, she couldn't find her way back home.
Six to six, jump from six to six, jump from six to six, jump from six to six. She got herself in a heck of a fix. Now she called me up about 5:25. She picked me up, Daddy, I don't want to die. 10 minutes later, her boyfriend called. Come on, baby, let's have a ball.
She jumped from six to six. Jumping from six to six, jumping from six to six, jumping from six to six.
She got herself in a heck of a fix. Heck of a fix.
jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six. Jumping from six to six.
Everybody out but me. The law raided the joint, took everybody out but me. Well, I was sitting in the corner just as drunk as I could be, shouting, give me a drink of whiskey. Well, I'll make it home. Any brand will do, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Sitting in the corner just as drunk as I could be.
Jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, and that was today's Hillbilly Hangover, and that was Mack Banks. They raided the joint. We heard Al Barkle jumping from 6 to 6, harmonica Frank Floyd, Howlin' Tomcat, Jesse Rogers and Had a Call Boogie, Milton Brown and his musical Brownies and Garbage Man Blues. The winner in, the winners, two winners in our Jimmy Castor ticket giveaway, the correct answer was Rudy Ray Moore played Dolomite in three pictures. Dolomite, The Human Tornado, and Petey Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law. I think there's a fourth one either out or supposed to come out. Aren't you thrilled?
Cool.
Oh, boy. What else is going on here? We got news, little leftover news.
Yeah, well, I was studying the news here because I have
I got one.
Good.
Should I do mine or you want to do yours?
Go ahead.
Aborigines attack cops with frozen kangaroo tails. And this is a real news story from the Post.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Aborigines attack three policemen with frozen kangaroo tails in a remote northern territory in a town outside of Alice Springs, Australia, then ate the evidence, a court was told. Senior Constable Mark Coffey told Alice Springs Court that three officers were attacked Thursday by 15 Aborigines carrying frozen kangaroo tails bought at a local store. The officers, who were also pelted with rocks, suffered bruises and cuts but not seriously injured. Six men were arrested and charged with assault, but a police spokesperson said the kangaroo tails won't be introduced as evidence because it was believed they were eaten by the Aborigines. Kangaroo tails are a dietary staple for many of Australia's native persons. Anyway.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The people are fighting back against this police brutality. Kangaroo tails may not be the most effective weapon, though.
We had another story where the evidence was eaten. I can't remember exactly.
Today we had one?
No, a while ago, though.
Well, probably a lot of them.
This story here is pretty good. It's an exposure problem or an exhibition problem. They're trying to do is get $135,000 to repair the window frames and to frost the windows on the county jail in Camden.
Camden, New Jersey?
It just says Camden.
Probably Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm thinking Camden,
I drove by there once.
Well, some inmates have been posing nude or in various degrees of undress for the benefit of friends and strangers alike who gather in the parking lot across the street. Conversely, some of the people in the parking lot have also been exhibiting portions of their own anatomies. So,
kind of like a two-way moon fest at the Camden jail.
And this guy, Mr. Cross, who's trying to get it, the windows frosted, says, quote, I don't need a TV camera.
How much do they need to frost the windows?
$135,000.
I'll do it for $130,000. Jeez. $100,000 to frost the windows.
Well, listen to what he says, though. He says, I don't need a TV camera. I can sit in my office and look out on either side. I mean, he's getting the show. Why should he care? Anyway, he's convinced that it's also helping inmates to direct their friends to vandalize the cars of jail guards that they don't like. And
why are they connected? Well, never mind. Anyway, is it time for the Laurie S. clothing update?
Sure.
Would somebody go fetch Miss S?
If Laurie wouldn't mind. I mean, we didn't exactly ask her.
Well, maybe if somebody went and told her, we can do that.
I'll go get her.
In the meanwhile, let's see, announcements. A-Bone's over at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. Jimmy Castor Wednesday at SOB's. Here we go. The Laurie S. clothing update. Boy, this is a good one. Oh, my God. I got to stand up to this. Well, there's the Stuart cowboy boots with some purple and black. I guess they're sort of like lizard skin, some sort of iguana skin, skin-tight pants with the Kiss belt buckle, snakeskin belt, Kiss belt buckle, snakeskin fringed vest, tight body shirt with hanging jewelry, and the ever-present Miss Laurie S. hairdo.
Which probably won't change.
Right. The one thing in the middle around your neck is a that little animal.
It's a Triceratops.
Aha.
The Triceratops, the very coolest of the dinosaurs. But weren't you telling me that they really didn't exist?
The Triceratops?
Yeah, you said that
it was two different. Now they think it was two different dinosaurs.
No, I'm sorry, Ham. That's the Brontosaurus.
No, the Brontosaurus is the one they changed its name. The Triceratops, they think that the horns and the tail don't match on the skeleton. They think they were from two different ones.
Wow.
But who's to say?
But I'm still looking for my Glyptodon necklace, which is the predecessor to the armadillo. So anybody who has either a statue or a charm of a Glyptodon.
You know, they changed the names of all these dinosaurs. A Glyptodon, that used to be a Stegosaurus when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, that was known as a Stegosaurus. Now it's a Glyptodon.
It's a Glyptodon. That's from a very early issue of Cream Magazine on armadillos. That was written from like in the 70s, and they said the Glyptodon was the predecessor of the armadillo, the most exalted creature.
I bet the Ledge would have one. You want his phone number?
Who would have it?
The legendary Stardust Cowboy.
Yes.
I'll leave it for you here. You can call him. We got his answering machine. I have the worst luck with special guests. Hey, who are your guests today?
No guests. Their loudspeaker was... Yeah, well, loudspeaker actually didn't cancel. They postponed till the 30th. But next week, the Reverb Mothers will be playing live.
The band whose name you can't say on the radio.
That's right.
Playing live on the radio.
That's right.
Best album title of the century, Route 666.
There you go. So tune in for the Reverbs next week. And this week, I'm going to just be doing the Laurie S. thang.
And dressed for it.
And then the week after that, I am going to the Southwest, Austin, Texas.
Oh, South by Southeast Convention?
South by Southwest Convention.
Roscoe will be there.
And music director David Newgarden is also going to be there. So we're going to have some fun.
Well, if you can get a hold of Roscoe at Vibe Report time, we can do a combination Vibe Report and have Roscoe do the clothing update.
Exactly.
Last year, he called from poolside with some... What did he have, like salmon quesadillas, crab meat quesadillas, and margaritas for breakfast?
I'm so psyched. Yeah. It's going to be a real inbred family FMU thing, folks, so tune in.
A high-tech schmooze. Dave's got the FMU gold card all shined up. We went out and stole them one last night. Well, thank you, Laurie S. Okay, we got a few more minutes. We can play some more records, and I like this one. It's called Love Bloodhound by Mojo Watson.
It's spinning.
Well, I'm a good good hound. Yes, I know my way around. Yes, I'm a good good hound. Yes, I know my way around. Well, I'm a good good hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. When you see me snooping round with my nose out on the ground, I'm trying to find a new trail, and you can bet I never fail. Well, I'm a good, good hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. I want to warn you, pretty cat, stay out of my way, 'cause I'm a bad dog, kitty, and for the world I don't play. Well, I'm a good, good hound. Did you hear me what I said? Did it, did it, did it, did it. Look in here, you smart fox. Don't you try to get away. I got a skill behind me, baby, and I'll run you all day. And if you cross the state line, I'll be crossing right behind. I'm a bad dog, baby. 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 Oh, 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 oh.
A frenzy of music and action.
Such as these will affect you in the future.
Well, you just might have some jump to worry. Professor, I might have
Right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
You slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough.
Yeah.
back in his deeds.
All right, that pretty much wraps it up. That was Willie Egan, Don't Know Where She Went. We heard Troy Shondell, Girl After Girl. The Fabulous Pearls, Jungle Bunny, The Four Mints, and Wolf. Mojo Watson, Love Bloodhound. And, all right, that's it. We'll be back next week. Thank you, Miss Sally. Laurie S. is up next. Don't forget to go see the A-Bones at the Court Tavern. Say hi to El Bruch. The Lord, the Crick, you know, WFMU, East Orange.
It's Orange.